What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly, and this is another episode in our Timeless Advice series. This is with Chris Eddings. Chris is a partner and co-owner in a couple of concepts, sort of down the Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia. One concept is called Five, and another is Chuck's Fish. And I don't know how many total locations they have now. It's a lot. They've done well, great operators, great people, great concepts. And one of the reasons that we had Chris in our second book, which is where this excerpt is from, is their approach to creating brand awareness in creative ways, and not sort of the traditional marketing path. This was Restaurant Owners Part 2. And we've done two books, both of them Restaurant Owners Uncorked. The second one is Restaurant Owners Uncorked Part 2. These books were published in 2010 and 2017, self-published by us, available on Amazon. Tons and tons of timeless advice. First one had 20 owners that we interviewed. The second one had 21, so check them out. Before we get to this creative way to advertise and create brand awareness, this episode is sponsored by us here at Schedule Fly. Y'all, we provide a very simple, easy, clean, reliable restaurant employee scheduling software, and we back it up with legendary customer support. We've been doing it 15 years. We serve 6,000 restaurants, and we've grown through word of mouth. We don't have any salespeople. We just take great care of our customers and provide them great software. If your restaurant is scheduling on pencil and paper or Excel or taking a picture of the schedule and texting that out or doing something other than using a really clean, easy software, give us a look. You have a 30-day free trial that you can sign up for anytime. Nobody's going to call you and try to press you to close. We're there if you need us. You know, as I said, simple software, legendary support. If you need anything, we're all over it. We're going to help you out. We're going to do it authentically and genuinely and be happy that you called and asked for something. If you don't need help, we'll leave you alone and be there if you ever need us. 30-day free trial. Our pricing's the same now as it was in 2007. It's right there on the website. Very transparent, very easy, very clear. There's no hidden fees, no contracts, no setup fees, no nickel and diming, none of that. So keep it easy, keep it simple, keep the friction to a minimum, or keep no friction, and that's kind of how we run our business. If you need anything before you sign up or you have any questions, my cell phone number is right there on the trial sign-up page. Our multi-unit customers get a 10% discount, and then anybody that prepays for a year, if you should choose to do so, you get a 5% discount. In addition, if you had the 10% multi-unit, that would just be tacked onto that too. So give us a shot. We'd love to serve you. FlipMoney.com is our other sponsor, or Flip is our other sponsor. Their website is FlipMoney.com, and that's spelled F-L-Y-P. You can also find them in the App Store, Flip Money, F-L-Y-P. Very cool, modern mobile banking platform, app-based. You go to the App Store, you download the Flip app, and you're going to get a debit card and a checking account that's going to come along with that. They have more products in the pipe, more coming soon, but right now, no ATM fees, no minimum balance, none of all these fees that banks typically nickel and dime you with. So you're not going to have to keep $250 in there to avoid getting a $5 monthly fee or whatever the case may be. There is no minimum balance. But if you have your direct deposit going there, you can get the money 2 days early. If you put $100 in there, $100 or more when you first get your card, and you use the promo code SCHEDULEFLY when you sign up, you're going to get $20 after you spend that first $100 in the first month. So easy $20 to get. Here's the deal. This is a rewards-based debit card. It's attached to a checking account, FDIC insurance, and all that kind of stuff like a normal bank. But it's a rewards-based debit card. Every single time you use a debit card, whether you spend a dollar or $100 or $1,000, you spend your Flip Wheel. And this is on your app, on your phone. When you spend the Flip Wheel, you could get cash back, 1%, 2%, 10%. You can even get up to 110% cash back. That's obviously rare, but it is possible. So you can get up to 110% cash back. If you don't get cash back, you'll get Flip coins, and Flip coins can be, you can add those up, and then you get things that you can buy in their store and other promotional items. So they've turned, you know, having a checking account and using a debit card into something that's fun and that's rewards driven. So we know these folks. They're great people. We're proud to be a partner with them. We're proud to have them as a sponsor of the podcast. Flipmoney.com, FLYP. And remember to use that promo code SCHEDULEFLY to get that $20 after you spent your first $100. All right, here we go. So enter Chris Eddings. And I knew, as I said, I knew he or they didn't do traditional advertising, so I wanted to ask him about that. So I said, why don't you do traditional advertising? And here's Chris, quote, "Let me preface by saying that we support advertisers. We think it's a wonderful profession and career, and we're not advocates of other restaurants not advertising. It's just our personal way of doing things. There's money that is normally allocated for marketing or PR expenses, but we wanted that money to serve a purpose other than just promoting ourselves. My partner Charles has been doing many wonderful things for many years in regards to raising money for the less fortunate. Once a year, he raises money and takes hundreds of kids fishing. He's been doing this for over 20 years. By the way, this is Will here. Keep in mind, this interview was done back in, our book published in 17, probably 2016. So, you know, he's been doing, Charles has been doing this almost 30 years now. He buys them their own rods and reels, gathers a bunch of charter boats that come together, takes kids out fishing that normally don't get a chance to. They end the big day with a fish fry for all the kids. It's through different avenues like that where we like to allocate a lot of our marketing expense. If you're going to spend the money, have it put to good use. Another example of this is that we were approached by the local YMCA to sponsor an underprivileged youth football team. At that point, Charles stepped up and said, instead of sponsoring a team, why don't we just sponsor your entire league? So the several thousand dollars funded the equipment and uniforms for the entire league. In return, they put our restaurant logo on the kids' uniforms. However, instead of one team having a Chuck's Fish logo, the entire league has a Chuck's Fish logo on their jersey. Just a different color jersey for each team." End quote. And then I said, "You also have a not-for-profit food truck operation. Tell me about that." And here's Chris, quote, "I take great pride and interest in this operation. It was an idea that came up while Charles's son was taking a course at the University of Alabama, where we have two restaurants and a coffee shop. During that course, he had the idea of a nonprofit company that was mobile in nature, a food truck that is not for profit. It's based on the premise that while there are many soup kitchens out there doing wonderful things, a lot of times people that are in need of the services of a soup kitchen can't transport themselves to go get the food. And so we began the operation of having a kitchen that can be transported and driven to impoverished locations to give out free lunch. The company is called American Lunch, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It is operated through volunteers, most of which are employees, but we invite the community to help volunteer with the truck. We create these restaurant quality meals like Gulf Seafood Gumbo or red beans and rice with sausage. Our chefs prepare these meals and we pack the food truck up, which is then driven to the impoverished locations, and we give out free meals. We currently have four trucks in operation: Tuscaloosa, Athens, Knoxville, Chattanooga." This is me, Will, stepping in here. I want to add that I just went to their website before I read this. They've got six trucks now. I don't know the additional cities. Forgot to write them down, but they do have six of these trucks now, so this is still growing. It's amazing. Okay, so here we go, continuing with Chris. "We operate the food trucks every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We post to our website, AmericanLunch.org, the different locations and the type of foods we'll be serving every week. And people always can check in with what to see. Excuse me, people can always check in with that to see where the food truck is going to be. On average, I would say we serve about 80 to 100 lunches a day. Since its inception in July of 2012, we're at about 30,000 lunches that we've served so far." And this is Will again. Remember that this would have been in 2016 or 17. This was like 4 or 5 years into that with four trucks. So add another 6, 7 years of that and two more trucks. It's a ton of meals. And so I said, you know, that's amazing. That must be very rewarding. And then Chris replied here, quote, "There's a ton of people who would not be able to eat a lunch for one reason or another. We pull the truck into the parking lot, open the window for the food truck, and we have a line out there of people just waiting for these free meals that we give out. It really is a wonderful thing, and not only for the people that are receiving the food. My partners and I realize that we're in a position where we employ a lot of the younger generation. We have over 350 employees amongst the 8 stores, and the staff is still very impressionable. It gives us an opportunity to teach these young minds that if you are in a position to, you should help somebody out. We only hope to serve as an example to other people to say, listen, if you're in a good position, if you're profitable, and if you've done good for yourself, help somebody else out. There's more to this business other than trying to pad the bottom line. We've been fortunate to be successful in the business of selling food that it's really not a big deal for us to be giving some of it away. At all of our restaurants, we do a Thanksgiving charity feast where on Thanksgiving Day, at every location, our chefs prepare an incredible meal that they work on for weeks. We open all of our doors on Thanksgiving Day for the general public and anybody, no questions asked, is welcome to come into our restaurant on that day and enjoy a wonderful Thanksgiving meal. It brings in all walks of life, from people who can't afford a meal or an affluent family that doesn't want to do the dishes this year. And perhaps that family will write us a check to give it to us as a donation because they know that we're picking a local charity to help out. That we take all the money that's been donated to us that day and we give it to a local charity. In Knoxville last year, for instance, I believe we served close to 500 meals on Thanksgiving Day and we were able to raise almost $4,000. We picked a local charity called the Love Kitchen, and the day after Thanksgiving, we took a check for $4,000 over to them. They like that. In situations like that, we do get media attention, as I say, hey, you guys are doing a great thing. But honestly, the heroes in this situation are not us. It's people like those over at the Love Kitchen who do this every single day of their lives. We do things unconventionally, and we don't really do things a typical way. At the same time, we try to keep things as simple as possible and try to have fun doing it. End quote. What a cool story. I have enjoyed going back and rereading this book and remembering some of these stories. And I think that all of what they're doing there is very cool. The fishing, the Thanksgiving Day, but that truck, 6 of those trucks rolling around all those towns giving out free lunches, just inspiring and very cool. And obviously it does give them good PR for their brand, as it should. We've always believed here at Schedulefly that, you know, when you support others and promote others and do right by others, then your brand gets, you know, good things happen, right? You pay it forward, and you don't pay it forward for the reward. The reward is just the byproduct of that, and that's exactly what they're doing there with Chris Eddings and his partners and his team. Thank you all for listening. More of these coming soon. If you have a moment, we'd love, love, love for you to give us a rating if your podcast player has ratings, particularly on iTunes. If you rate us, and especially if you give us a comment, that algorithm is going to put this content in front of more people that want to learn about hospitality. So we'd really appreciate it so much. Thank you all for listening, and hope you're enjoying this series. See ya.